So I want to welcome all of you in the name of the assembled teachers and the still arriving teachers to our 17th Govardhan retreat. I remember the beginnings were very humble yet very sweet in order to reach to the place where we would have the katas. We would have to climb under barbed wire, like, how to say, terrorists? No, we don't say these things loud. Like, we would have to find our way. I remember recently I saw a picture where Burijan Prabhu was highly enlivened, but the audience was shocked. The reason why the audience was shocked was that behind Burijan Prabhu was a wild bull charging, but he did not mind. He was talking about the Bhagavata. There are many fond memories, and history only knows these sweet moments, how the Govardhan retreat started from very, very humble beginnings. But then, because of the interest of the devotees all over the world, devotees started coming, listening to the recorded lectures. We heard that our God brothers, when they were dying, were listening to the tapes of the Govardhan retreat. I remember very much Bhakti Titta Maharaj did this. And it became somehow very, very, it became something. So much so that now we are having a land, and we are building slowly but surely a beautiful retreat center where all of you, where we serve, can serve all of you. If I would have to identify the driving force behind these retreats, if I would have to identify what made them happen and what expanded them, I would, without thinking twice, say it is Giriraj Govardhan himself. If you look to your left side, you will find a mountain who sees, a mountain who speaks, a mountain who moves hard, a mountain who's totally alive and who is responding in the degree someone turns towards him. It is the greatest servant of Krishna, Giriraj Govardhan, by whose blessings everything is possible. Everything. I would like to repeat this very inclusive word. Really, all is possible because he is touched by the hands of Lord Krishna, and he is fully, fully alive and bringing devotees to just the right understanding which they need to have in their lives. You will say, after 1 week is completed, your heart is completely changed. That was at least the experience of the last retreat. I welcome you very much. My dedication is I want to serve you from foot to head, and I'm very, very encouraged by your kindness in coming here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hare Krishna.